This is the Wikipedia page for Hurricane Ride. Welcome to WikiListen, the podcast where we read Wikipedia pages and provide commentary. I'm Victor Varnado, KSN.
And I'm Rachel Teichman, LMSW, reminding you to subscribe.
That's right, everybody. And this is all about nostalgia today. For me, it is, because I remember being on the Hurricane Ride when I was a kid. It was awesome and scary.
It looks like it. I have seen this ride and variations of it all over the place. I don't think I've ever actually been on it, though.
Let's get to it.
Let's do it.
The Hurricane Ride is an amusement ride first manufactured by the Allan Herschel Company. The Hurricane was first created in the 1940s, first known as the Saturn VI, and was later built by Mulligan as a Hurricane. The modern versions of the Hurricane were produced by a series of related companies, including Krubitz, Manco, Kilinski, Dartran Industries, and now Baddeck. Hurricanes have been licensed for production in countries other than the United States, although the number of non-US constructed rides is limited.
I always love how geeky people get about roller coasters and amusement park rides and carnival rides. Like, people really know, like, how many of each one have ever been produced and, like, the little intricacies and differences between all of them.
All right.
It's a whole thing that I encourage you to fall down into.
No, thank you.
The Hurricane is nowadays almost exclusively a traveling ride. Few, if any, examples are present in amusement parks as standing attractions. However, several parks have operated the ride in the past, unlike the new model Downdraft, which some parks have recently bought due to its high passenger capacity and comfortable stadium-like seating.
Design and operation. Six 35-foot-long, 11-meter sweeps arms are attached to a 40-foot-tall, 12-meter center tower. At the base of each sweep is a car carrying four people in pairs sitting side by side. Riders are restrained by a locking lap bar. With no dividers in between the side-by-side riders, unlike the new model, Downdraft with over-shoulder harness and increasing passenger per car to five, old versions of the ride did not compensate for lateral movement considering the sweeps were attached directly to the top of the cars, Saturn VI. The Hurricane and Downdraft use a car mount pivoting saddle in which the cars are placed held upright by angular retention cables mounted to the top of the rotating hub mounted to the tower via Avon bearing just above the sweep bushings to compensate for lateral movement. Most operators of the Hurricane and Downdraft require riders to be 42 inches, 1.1 meters tall or more, with smaller riders usually required to be seated on the inner seat of the cars due to the strong centrifugal force of the device.
I one time almost fell out of the mouse roller coaster ride because I was like kind of too small for it. And they had me ride with an adult and they put me on the outside part of the seat. And it was really scary. Like, this sounds like a ride that would do kind of the same thing.
Yeah, I feel like you shouldn't ride on rides that you're too small for.
Well, the operator let me do it. I mean, I was 9 years old. It was at Hershey Park. They were like, just ride with an adult. You'll be fine. But that was like dangerous.
It sounds dangerous.
Wiki listeners, you can help support us by listening to this quick message while I recover from that incident.
Thank you for listening to this message. Now, if you thought that you were going to get away with not hearing how the ride works, you are wrong. You're about to hear how it works. We just told you what it looks like.
But now I get to tell you how it works.
Here we go.
The ride starts off at a slow spin, propelling the sweeps upward due to both centrifugal force and pneumatic cylinder piston with connected differential housed in the center shaft. The speed is increased until the cars reach their maximum height, propelled by the motor, then pneumatics are engaged. The operator will then begin to bounce, or pop, the sweeps by sending the ride into a freewheel mode that cuts the ride to half drive, then hitting a zoom button that fills the top portion of the center cylinder with air, yanking the sweeps upward. When the operator lets off the button, air is rapidly bled through the differential back to the top part of the cylinder. all extra air bleeding out a bypass pressure valve, resulting in the familiar pop or blast of air complementary and well-known to the ride, resulting in the sweeps dropping and using the lower supplied air from the top part of the cylinder through the differential to make a cushioned bounce until the operator zooms the sweeps upward again. That was one sentence. This is repeated multiple times before the ride tops off to its max allowable height. The operator can then top the ride off as many times as they want by hitting the zoom every other bounce. Manufacturers say doing consecutive top-offs can whip the angular retention cables, resulting in a slightly jerky ride. The operator can do a reverse pop of the sweeps to rapidly stabilize the bounce, disengage rotation, and activate brakes until the ride begins to slow down for a roll landing on the tower rim. Wow, so the ride operator really has a lot of control for this ride.
Yeah. It's like playing an instrument almost.
Yeah.
Which is, now that you hear about it, seems even more dangerous.
It really does.
It seems like they were just like, you know, kind of like twisted knobs and fiddling around while people were on this ride. There was like tons.
Like, what if the operator doesn't like somebody who's going on the ride? Like, they could just make everybody puke as revenge.
I don't know if their control is that precise.
It's kind of like the brown note, except the puke note.
The ride racks onto a single 48-foot, 15-meter trailer and can be assembled by two people in just over 2 hours.
Variants. Batek has developed a floorless car version of the Hurricane. Known as the Downdraft, the ride uses shoulder restraints to hold riders and increases the passenger capacity to 5 per sweep, sitting in one row of 3 and a row of 2. The new version also includes a controlled manner emergency stop that locks remaining air in the pneumatic cylinder to cushion the sweeps as not to slam tower.
Don't slam tower. No.
You could never slam tower.
Wiki listeners, as always, sometimes we come across typos, but we read them as we see them.
We sure do. And Wiki listeners, please let us know what your favorite carnival ride is.
Yeah, please. Hook us up with that knowledge. This has been the Wikipedia page for Hurricane Ride.
Thanks for listening to WikiListen. You can find us at wikilisten.com and on all social media and on TikTok at WikiListen, except for Twitter, which is at wiki_listen. Please rate us and review us on Apple Podcasts because it really does help us out. And don't forget to smash that subscribe button with your tilt-a-whirl.
If there's a particular Wikipedia page you'd like us to read, please let us know. We'll read it.